Chapter 1. The night she only dared to cry after working late. Lin Wan is 32 years old and lives in a 45-square-meter rental apartment in Nanshan, Shenzhen. At 11 past 11 at night, she closed her laptop. The last log on the screen had stalled on a null pointer exception she had spent 3 days trying to locate. She told me she did not fall asleep right away that night. Instead, she hid in the bathroom, turned the faucet to full, and let herself cry quietly for 2 minutes beneath the sound of running water. She said, "I never felt I was incapable. I just suddenly had no idea where I would be if I kept writing code like this for 5 more years." This was not Lin Wan's night alone. Among the professionals I have met, roughly 1 in 3 goes through a similar path panic between the ages of 28 and 35. It is not fear of overtime, it is fear that effort has no direction. Lin Wan's story later took a turn, but the turn did not begin with a promotion. It began with a career path map she drew herself on an A4 sheet of paper. When she showed me that sheet, the paper was already stained by a small ring of coffee. There were no fancy words on it, only 11 handwritten little boxes connected by arrows, running from the me of now all the way to the technical leader I want to become in 3 years. She said, "I used to think a career was something you survived by endurance. Later I understood a career is something you design. This article will not feed you chicken soup, nor will it urge you to quit and collect certificates. I want to break down the method behind Lin Wan's map for you, and explain why it let her move, within half a year, from an ordinary back-end engineer to a technical management role leading a team of 5. The method is not mysterious, the key is that it is actionable." Chapter 2. A career path is not a promotion table, but a map. Many people understand career path as the rank table the company gives them, P5, P6, P7, or specialist, supervisor, manager. But that table is someone else's map, not your route. When Lin Wan first started working, she also stared at the rank table, and every year her review said, "Strive to rise one level next year." The result, in 3 years she rose only one level, and even that promotion felt precarious. A real career path map draws the capabilities you must fill, and the opportunities you must seize, between where you are now and where you want to be. It has 3 traits, a concrete endpoint, countable nodes, and acceptance checks. The endpoint must be specific, for example, able to independently own the technical decisions of one business line. The nodes must be countable, for example, complete leading a cross-department project. The acceptance must be objective, for example, 2 collaborators willing to write you a recommendation. Here is an easily confused point: a path is not a plan. A plan is a precise schedule for the future, a path is continuous calibration of direction. The sentence Lin Wan found most useful came from her mentor Lao Zhou: "The value of a map is not that you never get lost, but that when you do, you can immediately tell whether you drifted east or west." So the conclusion of this chapter is simple: do not ask how do I get promoted, ask first have I drawn my map? Effort without a map is like walking downstairs blindfolded in a strange city. However fast you go, you will not reach where you want to be. Chapter 3. Why you worked hard for 5 years but stayed in place. Looking back at her first 5 years, Lin Wan summarized 3 of the most common blind spots. The first blind spot is the competence illusion. She thought the more she knew the more valuable she was, so she studied front-end, back-end, data analysis, even a little product design. Her resume looked full, yet not one skill was deep enough to serve as proof. Employers want one side where you are especially strong, not every side barely passing. The second blind spot is missing nodes. She was busy every year, yet never broke the busyness into nodes leading to the goal. Being busy is tactical diligence, nodes are strategic clarity. Without nodes, no matter how much overtime, you only spin in place, and at year-end review you have nothing but 1 more year older. The third blind spot is passive opportunity. She waited for the company to give her a chance, waited for her boss to remember her, waited for a vacancy before sending a resume. Yet real opportunities wear invisible wings, they land first on the shoulders of those already seen. Lin Wan later understood that opportunity is not waited for, it is attracted by visibility. Stacked together, these three blind spots form one sharp sentence: you are not failing to work hard, you are working hard in the wrong coordinate system. Changing the coordinate system helps more than doubling your overtime. Chapter 4, Professional Analysis, the Four-Dimension Career Path Model. Feeling alone is not enough, we need a reusable framework. I name it the Career Path Four-Dimension Model, abbreviated CPFD, made of four interlocking dimensions: the current asset dimension, the goal anchoring dimension, the capability filling dimension, and the opportunity capturing dimension. Let me explain it thoroughly with data and a real case. First, a set of magnitude data to understand how common lack of path sense is. LinkedIn's 2023 Work Change Report shows that, in a sample of 10,000 plus respondents, about 74% listed lack of a clear career path among their top three reasons for considering leaving. Source type, industry survey report, magnitude, 10,000 level sample. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics public data indicates that people born after 1990 change jobs an average of 12.4 times in a lifetime. Source type, National Census Statistic, magnitude, national population. Frequent changing itself is not the problem, the problem is the